Welcome to the Post Game Plan. I'm your host, Ali Samani, and this is the career development hub for all current as well as former professional athletes. We're really excited today about our special guest. His name is Hannibal Naves, and he's actually an NFL draft pick. In the 1999 NFL draft, he played for University of Colorado and was a third team All Big 12 selection. He's played for a number of teams in the NFL, including the Carolina Panthers, the Green Bay Packers, the Cincinnati Bengals, as well as the San Francisco 49ers. We're really delighted to have him, as he is a board of directors member as well as a founding member of two companies named Pros Locker Room as well as 360 Football Academy, which we're going to be talking about throughout the show. They have great missions. Hannibal, how are you doing today, man?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for taking the time out to be on the show. I know you've achieved a lot of success beyond the game. You retired in 2008, and you've started a couple of amazing programs. Now, before we get into that, I wanted to know, during the 8 years, on the field that you were playing, when did you start thinking about life after the game?
Well, it's one of those things you try to think about it early, but because of the nature of football and the NFL, they keep you so occupied and your job is always on the line. You're such a competitor. You always try to think about life after, but it really doesn't hit you. It really didn't get to the point with me probably until I would say my fourth year in the NFL, when I began to do my nonprofit, because I felt it was time for me to step into the business world, the philanthropy world, and start getting my feet wet.
Okay. And what was that nonprofit?
It's called the Navy Foundation, and we dealt with inner-city kids in my hometown of Oakland, California, and I went back to my old community and just began to, do community service things and deal with education and deal with technology and dealing with football, bringing athletes to the community to talk to the kids and football camps and all kinds of things like that.
That's fantastic, man. So, in our pre-interview, you alluded to the idea of 360 Football Academy and that being one of the first projects that you indulge yourself in post-retirement. Talk to me a little bit about how that came about, the mission, the purpose, and who you're currently partnered up with to make that happen.
Well, it came about, like I said, it really stemmed from me starting my nonprofit. And that was, like I said, I did that intention to get my feet wet. And sure enough, when I retired, that was the first thing I really parlayed into was really, I gained a great foundation of understanding how to run and manage and put programs together from doing my camps. So I rolled that into a for-profit and built a business called 360 Football Academy, which, for me, as I was doing my nonprofit thing and I was playing full-time, it was hard for me to really put a sustainable program together for these kids, and I wanted to do more. I wanted to have something more of an impact. So when I retired, I wanted to add the other elements. I was good at being able to have the presence and use the athletics to give these guys attention, but I really wanted to let you guys know the emphasis on education. So when I retired, I was able to partner with a company called Kaplan, who's the number one in the world in test prep. I partnered with them, and SAT, ACT is something that really a lot of student athletes have had trouble with, that's keeping them from their dreams, and just the whole education in general. Kaplan really has come on to take over an educational platform. So for me, partnering with Kaplan, it really allowed me to really stand on education and really stand on academics and really intertwine them. So that was my mission, was really to bring together both in both worlds and let the student athletes coming behind me understand the significance of it, because I've seen a lot of people not really attain their dream because of that.
Absolutely, that's a great mission as well as a great purpose for the program. And with that program, where is it located? How many students are you currently impacting? And what are your future, goals for the program?
Well, my future goals for the program, we're expanding. We did one at Georgia Tech last year. We did one in Dallas at SMU. We did one at Towson University, and we're expanding this year. We're looking to do in California, as well as Baltimore, Atlanta. So we're just growing. I think, they're generally five-day academies. They stay the night in the dorm rooms, I really want them to understand what college is like. They're in and out of classrooms. So they're practicing, but they're in and out of classrooms. We're doing financial literacy, credit education, goal setting. I mean, we really go in the classroom and really knock things out. And there's really a lot of academia involved. It's really, when I went to my first training camp, I didn't realize how much I had to sit in the classroom to be an NFL player. So I really want to give you guys a feel of how you go to the practice field, to the classroom, and really get them a good feel of that. So you know, that's my goal, is really get them to understand what this really track is like, not just talk to them, but put them through that process. And so this year we've been able to expand. We're going to expand and go out to some athlete ambassadors who are going to really take the brand to 360 and take them to their communities, and we're going to duplicate it kind of a business in a box for them in their communities and do it as well.
Fantastic. And with Pro's Locker Room, talk to me a little bit about Pro's Locker Room and how that came about.
Pro's Locker Room is something I started, I think, a year after 360, which really deals with professional athletes and our trek and our journey and our trials and tribulations and things that we can do better. It's really built around that premise. It's for athletes, by athletes. It's really a service provider company that deals with anything that the athlete touches, from travel to relocation to real estate to finances to investing to business development, you know, career transitioning. We really want to be able to put things in place, because as I played, and I see a lot of other guys go through the same thing, is while they're playing and even when they're done playing, there's just such a gap of being able to get vetted resources and sources that we can trust and sources that we know that are going to, you know, follow through on what they say they are and not going to rip us off. And so in our community as athletes, this is going on a lot. And, you know, I remember being that athlete where I didn't know what to turn for a lot of resources, whether it be a financial advisor, whether it be if I wanted to buy a car, or whether if I wanted to relocate, I didn't know where to turn. So it was always a trial and error thing. So I really wanted to take that trial and error out and build a company around that, because so many of us do the same things and always need the same amenities, but we don't know where to get them. So I built a company around that premise.
Exactly. Now, what advice, I mean, with such a great deal of and an abundance of experience that you have working with not only aspiring professional athletes, but current professional athletes, what advice would you have to give to those aspiring professional athletes that are listening into the show, that are preparing for a life in the game?
Well, for me, I think it's really understanding that it is going to happen and being prepared as you can. I think we talk about being prepared, but being prepared is something that it takes a lot of thought and a lot of time to do, but understand and prepare as much as you can for that. But also understand that when you're done and you transitioning, it's going to take just as much work as you put in to the game off the field and whatever endeavor that you tackle. I think for me, the thing that has been able to be something that's helped me out is because I've taken on my second career in business the way I've taken on my athletic career, just competing in it, and I've taken a lot of elements from my environment in the NFL. And NFL is a big brand, and it's one of the biggest corporations in the world. So I've been able to understand that business and being around it so long and implement some of the things that I learned from that in my own business, and it's helped me out tremendously. So I would just say, take from what you know. You know, I think we as athletes don't realize that we know more than we maybe believe, because we've been playing in the athletic or professional sports, but those professional sports are big businesses, and if we could take, like I said, those elements and apply it to our afterlife, I think we'll do very well.
Okay. And did you have any role models during the time that you were playing, or even, I guess, for life outside the game? Do you have any role models for life outside the game?
Well, I would say it was a particular role model, but as I played, you got to see a lot of guys do it right and a lot of guys do it wrong. It was just a plethora of both that made me the businessman I am today. You know, seeing it done right and seeing it done wrong actually allowed me to be a better businessman off the field. So, you know, it's mentorship that I've gotten from older players in the locker room that take you on, you know, take you by the wing and, you know, take a young athlete and show them some of the ropes and also, like I said, seeing some of the mishaps that some of the people have. So it's been a plethora of a lot of different athletes and a lot of different people that have kind of brought me up through the ranks.
Fantastic, my man. This has been a great interview. I'm really happy that we got a chance to talk today. Now, you know, at the end of each show, we have a pay it forward moment where our guest gets an opportunity to speak to some of the current players that are in the game right now and are looking to retire, and how, I guess, best practices. And you kind of alluded to the idea of really leveraging the same skill set and same type of energy that you had going into the league and using it outside the league, really competing. What other tips of advice do you think would be really useful for a player?
The biggest thing that I think I would tell any athlete that's retiring from the game, from professional athletes, is to realize that they are a brand and to be able to use that brand as soon as possible. As soon as you retire, don't wait. Don't sit around for a couple years trying to figure out what you want to do. I mean, you're always going to divert and change as you go and have to adjust. What you start out doing may not what you end up doing, but always understand that your brand and your power is always most powerful while you're playing. And and the years closest to your retirement. So take advantage of that brand and understand your brand. It's gonna, you know, you can get doors open for you that the normal people can't get open. So use that to your advantage while you have that. I think that's a big asset that we have as athletes that we definitely need to use.
Wow, great advice. You know, Hannibal, I'd like to, you know, thank you so much for taking the time out for this interview. I know my listeners really enjoyed this. This has been a fantastic interview, and you're doing some fantastic things both with 360 Academy as well as the Pros Locker Room. Now, where can my listeners and, you know, the fans of the site get more information about yourself as well as the programs that you're involved with?
Well, 360footballacademy.com is my website for 360 Football, and proslockerroom.com is my website for PLR. PLR is a members-only website, so it's not much information for the public, but 360 is definitely wide open. There's a lot of footage and media and documents and commercials and different things that we put together, so I think it would be very interesting if people would you know, feel like going and getting information on that. It's very entertaining.
Fantastic, man. Thank you so much once again for the interview. This is the Post Game Plan with your host, Ali Somani. You can find me on Twitter at ALYSOMA. And Hannibal, do you have a Twitter handle?
Excuse me?
Do you have a Twitter? Are you on Twitter as well?
Man, I don't really get on Twitter, man. That's something that my people tell me I need to get on, but I haven't, man. So next time we talk, I'll definitely have that for you.
Most definitely. All right, man. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the show. Thank you so much, Hannibal, once again. This has been the Post Game Plan. I wish you guys all a great day, and I look forward to the next interview. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man.